This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Sanctuary City is already giving the feds plenty of problems in enforcing U.S. immigration law. Now ICE must deal with lawmakers who actively sabotage their work. One state representative in Massachusetts, Michelle Dubois, recently used Facebook to warn illegal immigrants of an impending ICE raid in Brockton. Fox News correspondent Molly Lyon joins us with more on that. Hey, Molly.
Hey, good evening, Tucker. You're absolutely right. The state lawmaker, she is facing considerable backlash here in the community after putting this posting out on Facebook, essentially warning undocumented immigrants in the community of a rumored raid that would be taking place by federal immigration officials. The representative, Michelle Dubois, a Democrat from Brockton, published this post on Tuesday. She claims she got word of this impending raid from a friend in the Latin community that U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement would be in the city on Wednesday, today. She advised that if you are undocumented, don't go out on the street. If there is a knock on the door of your house and you don't know who it is, don't open the door. I ask you to be careful. Now, she's pushed back against any notion that she has taken this too far.
Do you see the issue with spreading a rumor?
No, I don't. It's information in my community.
Do you see how this could be also construed as fear-mongering?
No.
If you didn't have it confirmed?
No.
Why not?
I just don't. I've read my statement.
Local and federal law enforcement were quick to denounce Dubois' action, including the sheriff of Bristol County, known for his very hard-line stance on illegal immigration. Sheriff Thomas Hodgson, who had recently testified before Congress on Capitol Hill, called for the leaders of so-called sanctuary cities to be arrested. He believes that Dubois betrayed her constituents.
To have chosen consciously to violate her oath and put more interest in protecting illegals, potentially criminally illegals, if ICE were involved in this initiative, over the safety of her citizens that put her there, she needs to step down.
A spokesman for ICE released a statement denying the agency conducts random sweeps or raids, writing, "Any person who actively incites panic or fear of law enforcement is doing a disservice to the community, endangering public safety, and the very people they claim to support and represent." Now, Dubois' harshest critics have argued that she may have violated federal immigration law or actually interfered with law enforcement. And while she has some support within the immigration community, the leader of one of the region's biggest umbrella organizations that represents immigrants here in the community called her actions irresponsible. Tucker?
You think? Molly Lyon, thanks a lot for joining us tonight. One additional thought on this, on the matter of Representative Dubois. This is a woman elected to craft the laws, yet apparently she thinks so little of those laws that she actively encourages people to defy and ignore them. That's not just ironic, it's reckless. We live in a society built on the expectation that good people are going to follow the rules and that those who don't will be punished. The rule of law. It's not just something that Superman upholds, it's a real concept with meaning. It's what makes it possible to have a bank account or eat and take medicine without fear of being poisoned, or for that matter, to live without armed guards. Undermine it, and at some point, civilization starts to fall apart. Democrats like Representative Dubois are playing a pretty dangerous game, actually. How long before the other side responds in kind on behalf of their preferred causes? What if a Republican state attorney general announced he didn't like federal gun laws and decided to stop prosecuting violations of them? What if President Trump unilaterally cut taxes by announcing the IRS just wouldn't investigate or punish tax evasion below a certain level? And it might get crazier from there. Domestic terrorists like Bill Ayers have long been heroes on the left, lionized. What if a Republican governor refused to provide police protection for abortion clinics or granted pardons to those who blew them up? In other words, what would happen if Republicans started acting like Democrats and behaving as if laws don't matter? The country wouldn't last long, that's for sure.
Hey, so what's your read on this, huh? Hashtag BML Talk. Let me know your thoughts, Michelle Dubois, what she did. And the thing is, that's really crazy. We're only talking about this one instance. This is what is becoming more and more pervasive and, dare I say, acceptable. I mean, to the point where you have an activist judge in Hawaii and Washington taking a stand against the President of the United States. Last time I checked, how many votes did those judges get? Oh, that's right, zero. And they're upending and vacating all the votes of those of us who voted for Donald Trump. It's meaningless. all in their own personal interest and not the interest of we the people. Deli, you know, you better take a stand. You better start speaking out. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, I direct you to BillMartinezLive.com. You can connect with any one of the 280 affiliates. By the way, we got great news yesterday. We're going to be in New York coming very, very soon, starting next Monday morning. We'll have more details tomorrow on that, so we're really excited of in adding that new affiliate. Like I said, you know, we'll give you an update, specifics on that tomorrow. Right now, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Ed Berdow is with us, USMC, retired. You know, being a former Marine, you think I'd get that right. I can get that right in my sleep, except when I'm talking out loud to bring Ed on. He's the author of the brand new book, In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media are Deceiving the American Public, a contributor to DailyCaller.com and TheDailySurge.com. Ed, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, you're doing terrific. Semper Fi, good to have you with us. Hey, she's back, huh? She's, you know, you knew we could not hold her down forever. You know, she's, I guess, gotten a fresh shot of elixir and lost that the Democrats are. You know, she is the one to get them back on the right path. And, of course, we're talking about Hillary Clinton.
But she's been reincarnated as Catwoman.
I'll tell you, well, you know, progressives and those on the left, and, you know, she's welcomed back, which is most amazing. Maybe she's just coming back in time to get indicted. Do you think that'll ever happen?
It doesn't look very likely, but it would be a nice idea.
Yeah. I mean, a nice idea only by way of when we were talking to William Jean earlier in terms of being the rule of law. Are we serious about being the law and order country that Donald Trump had envisioned and that many Americans connected with? Are we really serious about that? If we are, there are foundational issues that we need to address. And part of that in draining the swamp, which is all indicative of the abuse of law that has taken place over our country for decades, not just in the last decade, but this has been going on for decades. We continue to miss the mark, and we wonder why we're so confused and we're so out of order, Ed.
What disturbs me is they're spending all this time supposedly investigating Russian influence and some other nonsense that's mm-hmm. no evidence for it at all, and yet she gets away with a pass after she breaks the law numerous times.
Right.
She and her husband are the two biggest political crooks of my lifetime, mm-hmm. and that they are not, you know, they should be investigating the Clinton Foundation.
Exactly.
They should be investigating these, you know, these emails of hers, the servers, all of that. And there's so much, you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, let's talk about what her and her husband did with Russia. I mean, here you have supposedly the supposed connection between the Trump campaign and Russia, but then you have clear evidence as Secretary of State, she put the office up for sale. I mean, it was pay to play nonstop. And, you know, do you think they can, you know, get down to the facts and process an indictment? No. You know, you have, you know, the attorney general sitting down with the president, former president, on a tarmac in Arizona, I guess telling her that, you know, we're not going to pursue this, that Hillary's free and clear. And somehow that's acceptable. But when it comes to things that are being discussed within the Trump administration, oh my goodness, red lights are flashing. You know, there's these huge violations. But let's forget that Bill Clinton got a $500,000 speaking gig, from Russian interest. Hillary Clinton approved and championed the sale of 20% of the people's uranium to Russia. So, but let's not talk about that. So maybe, you know, she's coming back at an interesting time to where it makes whatever they want to say that Donald Trump did pale in significance.
Look, this whole thing is a non-event with her coming back. Oh. Now she's wearing the black leather and talking about women. Women need to do this, and we have to have more women and that. You know, go away is what I want to say. Just go away. Go back wherever you were hiding. It's absurd. But what disturbs me is that I'm old enough to have remember when the press was impartial and objective and would tell you the truth. And now it's obvious that they're in the pocket of the Democratic Party. They did everything they could to elect Hillary and to push down Trump. They failed. They failed, but they still don't get it. And they're still out to push their liberal agenda. And, so she comes back there. They're going to try to make a big deal out of it. But as I said, it's a non-event.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're trying to revive the campaign. I mean, let's not wait till 4 years or 3.5 years hence. Let's just go ahead and bring her back. And, the way ABC reported on her, from Robert Roberts and Cecilia Vega, they were all gushing and excited that she was back and, going after her old opponent. But meanwhile, we've got severe issues, serious issues in this country. So let's just go back into campaign mode and keep that part going. And let's put people's health, let's put their jobs, let's put their very futures in this constitutional government aside for their own personal interest. I mean, how more egocentric can you be?
Well, one of the things that bothers me is Hillary was complaining about the Republicans' version of the health care bill and so on. I find it so hypocritical that any Democrat would criticize the Republicans. Well, the Democrats are responsible for bringing us Obamacare, which was the worst piece of legislation in the last half century, which is full of lies, which doesn't do what it said it was supposed to do. For them to criticize the Republicans' version of it is just totally hypocritical.
Well, it never intended to do what it said it was going to do. Like you said, it was all based in a lie, and they had built in obsolescence into that piece of legislation. So that when it did fall apart, they were hoping, their plan was Hillary would be there. So Hillary then would lead the nation into single payer. That was the plan all along. It wasn't that they were, trying to do something on behalf of the American people. They already created a deeper role of entitlement-minded Americans to believe in the government of everything, and they have become the government of nothing. I mean, it's to the point that even with all the hard work the Republicans are trying to do on this, Ed, I'm saying, look, just repeal the darn thing, get it out of the way, and for those Americans, which would be a majority of Americans, let them go and find their own insurance, go across state lines, do whatever they can, get their families covered. They can make better decisions on their own individually with their doctors instead of having to go through Marco Rubio or Chuckie Schumer and ask them if, Father, may I go have a mammogram?
Well, if your listeners want to find out what's wrong with Obamacare, they should read my book, In Lies We Trust.
Yes.
I spell the whole thing out.
It's how politicians and the media are deceiving the American public. That's the subline to Ed's book. We've got more from Ed Bergeau on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here at just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Ed Bergeau, Semper Fi Marine, continues here. Ed, you in one of your columns writes, Dear Trump haters, here's why you should be careful in pronouncing Trump care dead. It is not dead. Certainly not. We already have heard as early as yesterday that the leadership of the GOP is connoitering once again. They have another shot at the apple, so to speak, because they have no choice. They have to get this right, don't they?
Well, ultimately they do, because as Trump himself has pointed out, Obamacare is going to implode of its own weight.
Mm-hmm.
So that eventually they're going to have to go back to it.
Well, Ed, what I don't understand, and, you know, even some of the legislators have said as much, is that why not repeal? They already had a bill they approved 15 months ago. Go ahead and repeal the darn thing. It's going to take a couple of years anyway to get it totally out of the system. That's the way it was designed. So it's not like you repeal it, it stops, and everybody's, you know, left without anything. You know, of course, there's going to be insurances and things that are there to protect people, so that it's like, you know, it's repealed and suddenly have nothing. I mean, the Democrats are going to go with that narrative and say, oh, now you've left the people, you know, with absolutely nothing. But at least it opens it up. You get all these regulations out of the way, all these penalties. They're done and away with, and now you get to go and deal with whatever it is that you want to deal with. And I think one of the ideas that we came up with in discussing with the Tea Party Patriots founder, one of the founders, Jenny Beth Martin, was that, you know, the people should be empowered. I mean, this is a government of for, by, we the people. I mean, the problem we have is legislators think that they know better. The people know better. You know what kind of health care you need right now better than Marco Rubio. What does Marco Rubio know about your health care? You know, what does John McCain, what does Chuck Schumer know about your health care? They know nothing. You know, you and your doctor, they know what's going on. You should be empowered to go and do your own health care program. We've got programs out there right now. Direct pay, for example, which I've been championing. I mean, I've been doing direct pay for 12 years myself, and it's worked very effectively for me and my family. In fact, for the first couple of years with Obamacare, I said, hey, it's cheaper to pay the penalty. You know, we're going to pay the penalty, but just we'll pay it, send them the money, and then, you know, worry about the other stuff. Because even still, even with the current penalty charge, I'm still money ahead paying direct with the doctors. Now, catastrophic insurance is another deal, but that's very inexpensive by comparison. But this stupid type of insurance that we got set up where, you know, as one guest they were talking about, one call-in you know, said he was paying like $17,000, basically $17,000 a year. He ended up in a situation where he had to go and deal with hospitalization and some medical care. And the net cost for him to the hospital and everything after they renegotiated, the situation was $3,000 versus $17,000 that he would have paid out of pocket under Obamacare. So how does that make sense?
Well, it doesn't make any sense. And, you know, when you think about it, the original impetus to have Obamacare was this concept that we have millions of people that are not being insured. Mm-hmm. But that was a distortion of the facts, because the reality was that anybody in the United States who needed medical attention could get it. Now, they might not have gotten it through insurance. It might mean that, you know, you go to the emergency room or you have Medicaid. But everybody in the United States could count on getting medical care.
Exactly.
So to say that there are people who are not insured is to miss the whole point. The system may not have been perfect, but it worked. And now you have a system that is onerous. That, I mean, everybody I know, their rates have doubled, tripled, quadrupled.
Exactly.
It's really insane. And people are trying to live. They're trying to pay for food and pay their rent, and they have to pay these ridiculous premiums, and then to have the mandate, you know, to have a penalty, that just adds insult to injury.
Of course. Well, and people who one time, you know, who before had insurance covered where they worked, no longer have that because the penalty and the onus on the businesses got to be so extreme. And, their jobs were lost along the way. They replaced their jobs with two or three other part-time jobs. And somehow we come up with this goofy employment rate of less than 5%, which is a joke. But the president and others who support him just keep, you know, repeating that goofy number that everybody knows is another one of the Obama lies.
Well, I think it's all part of Obama's overall strategy to bring this country down.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he was really trying to destroy the America that you and I know.
Right.
By bringing in, you know, all of these ridiculous requirements and screwing up the whole healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
But what really disturbs me right now is the fact that these Republicans, who are supposed to be, you know, for years screaming about we got to get rid of Obamacare, all of a sudden these Republicans don't vote for the bill.
Yeah.
What the hell's that all about? What a bunch of phonies.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think for their own welfare, and if they're going to survive this next election, they better come back and get this thing right. We've maintained that, the opportunity for Republicans is that you get this right, Donald Trump gets another term, and that opens the door for a Mike Pence presidency. You get this wrong, you guys are all out, and America is really going to be twisted at this point and vulnerable to progressive ideals and thinking that the government of everything is what we need.
It's what I've been saying for a long time. We have a political class, a class of politicians who exist not for the benefit of their constituencies, but for their own aggrandizement.
Exactly.
And I keep saying, how do you get somebody who goes into politics? They've never had a business of their own. They've never worked in the real world. They go into politics, and 25 years later, they retire, and they're multimillionaires. How the hell is that possible? We have a crooked system.
Mm-hmm.
We have a system that encourages this kind of self-interest on the part of politicians. The system needs to be corrected, and that's the beauty of Donald Trump. And that's why he's getting so much pushback, because they all are afraid that the gravy train is going to stop.
Well, he turned the lights on, and when you turn the lights on, all the cockroaches start scattering, and that's what you're seeing.
Yeah.
I mean, it is nonstop, no question about it, Ed. And, you know, speaking of health care, Jenny Beth Martin wrote in The Hill that Congress should end its exemption from Obamacare. And we just talked about it this week with her that, to me, that's one of the other jokes, is that if the legislators did what the founding fathers intended, as you know, and that was that they were to live under the very legislation they created, they got a pass. They argued with President Obama. Obama acquiesced. He gave them a get-out-of-jail card with this Obamacare and allowed them to, under some false pretense, and really it was illegal. They broke the law in order to do it, but they live under it. And then they wonder why the rule of law is so out of control. It's because they themselves foundationally have contributed to crippling the whole system by being exempt just from Obamacare themselves. So why should they care about what we, the minions, have to deal with health care when they themselves don't are not subject to the same thing?
Well, that's it. They don't care.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Yeah, right. And that's what you're saying, is that, they have no buy-in. All they got is takeout, as you say. They come in, you got high school wrestling coaches becoming millionaires on the way out, and you say, how does that happen? Well, only up until a couple of years ago, insider trading was a big deal. I mean, they could do this. So, and I can imagine this, Ed, that the Ethics Committee of Congress, this is how messed up it is. The Ethics Committee of Congress said it was okay for them to do insider trading. And the things that they were able to take advantage of, including Nancy Pelosi, which Peter Schweitzer had documented in his book, Throw Them All Out. If you want to really understand how corrupt it is, and you don't mind throwing the book around the household, just make sure you tell the dogs and the children get ready to duck. Because when you read that book, that's what you want to do, is throw it across the room. And I would say that there are particular chapters in your book as well, Ed, that are quite provocative, that, for those of us that, see what you're espousing here and exposing, I should say, boy, it's very disturbing. You know, can you handle the truth, right?
Well, I hope the American public can handle the truth.
Exactly. Ed Berdow, author of the brand new book, In Lies We Trust, How Politicians and the Media Are Deceiving the American People. That would be us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, I wish I'd have said that, right? That's what it comes down to these days. I mean, considering the options, why not be free? I think that is the ultimate calling. And, you know, this is why Jesus came, so that we would be free. When you really understand what freedom's all about, I mean, we have the foundation of it here with the U.S. Constitution, but so few of us are really connected to it and understand it. This is why I encourage you to, you know, even pause for a moment. You know, put down the video game, turn off the TV for a moment, and bless the heck out of yourself and read the U.S. Constitution and think of what the Founding Fathers gave us. This great American experiment that is so attractive that you've got people that are willing to swim oceans, defy all kinds of dangers in order to come here, even break the law to get here because of this shining light on a bright hill. There is a lot to offer and a lot for us, not only for us, but for the generations to come to benefit from. But if we're not going to apprehend it, you know, and go after it and protect it and do everything to support what the Constitution has presented to us, then we find ourselves in the 21st century America that we are in today. And that is where we continue to lose our liberties. Robert Bakke is with us right now, jet captain, aerobatic flight instructor, a black belt regional champion, Amazon number one best-selling author, race car driver, skiing. He's not busy. See, he's just kind of just sitting around. I mean, if he had it his way, you know, Robert, you'd just be watching Oprah and eating bonbons. You know, you know, you got to get a job. You got to do something here, buddy. I mean, it's really depressing. I mean, because of you, it's, you know, we're $20 trillion in debt. You got to get to work here, you know?
Yeah, I'd like to apologize for all that. And I so much enjoyed listening to your show opening because you talked about the Constitution. And one of the things the church has to do is they have to take a look at the loss of their First Amendment right to free speech. And this may not be exactly why we're on the air today, but it needs to be said. Mm-hmm. Pastors of every church need to find the courage to confront the Johnson Amendment because it robbed the church's right to their First Amendment privileges. And if people aren't familiar with the Johnson Amendment, I'd like to ask for about 60 seconds to explain.
No, go ahead, because President Trump brought it to the light here a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah, and you know, and what brought me here was my speaking business, which was called robertbakke.com. Mm-hmm. It was just a speaking business. Well, as you know, this is how we met. We launched a book called Prayer at Full Throttle. There's a book promo for you.
Yes,
and
I
it hit
that.
Number one on Amazon, and it created this platform. Well, people then asked me, now that you're speaking in a ministry capacity, are you going to go nonprofit and get a 501c3 tax exemption? And Bill, I hadn't thought about it.
Right.
But they warned me that if I got a 501c3 tax exemption, I would no longer be able to engage in political conversation. So I had to make that choice of losing my free speech or taking a tax deduction or getting this tax exemption. And I thought, well, that can't possibly be constitutional. What is that? And so I did some research, and this will blow you away. In 1954, Lyndon Johnson, who was a sitting senator from Texas, he was House Minority Leader. Lyndon Johnson was fighting for his Senate seat against another Texan named Dudley Dougherty, who was being funded by two nonprofit organizations. So Lyndon Johnson, in a, call it a brilliant political chess move, mm-hmm. proposed legislation, a change to the tax code that would prohibit nonprofits from funding political candidates, and he did that to take away Dudley Dougherty's funding. It passed, and it became law, but nowhere along the way was it ever debated. It did not include any, campaign, there were no churches, and no pastors were involved, but mm-hmm. when the law passed, it covered all nonprofits, all churches, all pastors, saying that if you support a political candidate, either verbally or financially, you will lose your 501c3 tax exemption. So there's an IRS threat placed over the pastors. And the reason they don't want to lose that exemption is that if you are a churchgoer, you may not know this, but the reason you can take a write-off on your church offerings is because of that tax exemption. If the church loses their tax exemption, then you, the churchgoer, lose your write-off, and the church is fearful that you'll go to another church. Mm-hmm. Well, that is an insane infraction on the right to free speech of nonprofits, pastors, and churches. You know, and Bill, it mm-hmm. dates back 63 years to a Senate race.
It is amazing that it has... it has lived and continued to live another day, and I was glad to hear finally, but it took an outsider, somebody who is not connected to all these other influences, somebody with a sober mind to point it all out. By the way, Robert, I will add that, you know, in the history of this 60-year-plus bill that's been out there, not one church or pastor has been indicted or lost its tax exemption.
But they still live in fear of it.
It's a cloud, no doubt. No doubt that they shudder under that, that their heads are bowed like to the temple of Baal over this, you know, this illegal law. I mean, and as self-serving, as obvious as that was, you say on one hand it was a brilliant move, it was illegal. It should have never happened, and since then it continues to be the order of the day. And of course, like anything that has to do with bureaucracy, I think Ronald Reagan said that's the closest thing to eternal life is something that's created by the government.
Well, when I call it brilliant, I was hoping you'd pick
up the tone of sarcasm. No, I knew your tongue
was in your cheek on that. I knew that, but I wasn't challenging that whatsoever. But some people, you know, and this is the thing with some of these. I mean, even Jesus said, you know, when he said that, you know, people can be so cunning. They know how to work the angles to their advantage. And he actually, he commended them for doing that. In a sense that he said these are pretty sharp people, and this is what Lyndon Johnson did. And if you look back historically on his political career, boy, he knew how to work the angles. I mean, you think Nancy Pelosi is good at what she does? I mean, she is a minion compared to Lyndon Johnson.
Right. No doubt. And you know, another layer to this that's so surprising. In fact, if there's any pastors listening, we probably just shocked them so bad they drove into the ditch. I was down at a minister's conference in Dallas, Fort Worth, technically Fort Worth, Texas here just a couple months ago. And during the conference breaks, we sat at lunch tables. They were circular and we had about 8 or 10 people per table. And during those lunch conversations, I brought up the Johnson Amendment to these tables full of pastors, and not one pastor even knew what I was talking about. They all knew. They all knew they couldn't support a political candidate, or they'd get this threat from the IRS. But they didn't understand the origin. Yeah, and I'm so glad now. Yeah, yeah, and I'm very glad Donald Trump said he's going to destroy it, and it needs to be destroyed.
Well, he needs to, be tweeted to Kingdom Come on this deal, that he follows up on that, because that's a simple thing, isn't it? I mean, is this a matter of an executive order, or do we have to go through Congress right now in the midst of them trying to figure out what to do with our health care, which I say they have no business in messing around with? All they're doing is messing it up. All they need to do is clear the deck. Get Obamacare out of there. Let the people, we the people, we're all smart enough. We can deal with our doctors and deal with our own health care better than some bureaucrat in D.C. that has no connection whatsoever. Especially you're trying to talk to a group of people that all they knew was they didn't want to be under Obamacare. So they made sure that they got, they carved out an exemption for themselves, right?
Sure.
So why should they look out for our interests?
Well, they won't, and they haven't.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when we come back, we are going to talk about churches looking to hell to find growth. That could be a double-edged coin there. We'll have an interesting conversation, but it definitely gets your attention because I know what you're talking about. Robert Bakke is with us, says if your church has a stage, you have lost your mind. I would agree with you on that. Robert Bakke, more from him on the other side of the break. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's for your good, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is all about. You hear me many times refer to that conversation that God had with Cain. And it's one of those warnings, I believe, and the words that we need to hear. It's echoed down through the millennia and certainly pertinent today in this 21st century. The bottom line, what he told Cain was that if you do right, will it not go well with you? And when you hear, when you first at first blush hear, if you do right, you know, what does that mean? You know, this is God himself, the author, the finisher, the everything of this world and of our very lives says, if you go right. That five letter word is so powerful. You know, if you do right, if you do that which is righteous, that which is consistent with the character of God, it will go well with you. That is God's sealed arrangement and agreement with us. And again, it further goes into, you will reap what you sow. So if you are sowing bad stuff, then you got to look back at what you reap. What kind of seed were you planting, you know, to create this kind of thing? You know, Jesus said very clearly, Robert Bakke, that look at, there's certain seeds that give you an expected yield in terms of what it will produce. I mean, if you plant apple seeds, you're going to get apples, right? You're not going to get strawberries. If you get strawberries, correct, you know, which is one of the, I say strawberries and I wince every time because that was one of the worst jobs I ever had in my life. I mean, you did a lot of different things, but one of the things that I did as a young kid, my brothers drugged me to this strawberry field. You know, when you're Mexicans, you just, they put you in fields, you pick whatever it is that you pick because you happen to be Mexican, I guess. So anyway, so we found ourselves in the strawberry field and I picked strawberries for an entire week. I mean, the boxes are so big seemingly, especially when you're 6 years old. And the strawberry is so little that, you know, it's like how many, and at the end of the week after suffering in those fields, and I mean suffering, I got $1.10, Robert. $1.10. I left that $1.10. I can still see it on top of the TV, and my dad would say, that's your money. Aren't you going to go spend it? I go, no, I'm not going to spend it. I'm going to leave it there. And I left it there kind of as a commemoration, as a reminder to self that I didn't want to work this way. That this wasn't right, that I had to do something better than to find myself out in the fields picking strawberries, and put strawberries in a box that was endless. That would, and after a full week, make $1.10. God, there has to be a better way. But
anyway, I digress for just a moment because I want to get into this topic about what the church is doing. Robert says that the Bible is the greatest sales and marketing tool on the planet. And if churches would read their own book, they'd experience more growth than they can manage. He says church decline is directly related to organized religion, which is the same thing that Jesus fought against, okay? He resented religion. It was an absolute aberration of what God had intended for his people. It's about relationship, not religion. You'll hear that over and over again. And Robert goes on to say, if your church now has a stage, you have lost your mind, because think about what a stage represents. And I think that's the big problem. You put people on a stage and all of a sudden they're rock stars. You know, they're performers. It really perverts what the atmosphere should be about and who is the center point of that coming together. And when you read in the Bible, Robert, as you note, it's about, you hear about altars. I don't hear anything about stages. I don't hear anything about, you know, strobe lights and all this other hoopla that we're bringing in the nightclub business into the churches. What's going on here?
Well, part of what happened is the church has been in decline, and instead of looking at the real reasons, people, they got distracted not only by this overwhelming attention placed on the millennials. The other thing they started doing is the church started just looking at other churches. Mm-hmm. And one of the kisses of death in any marketing effort is when you put your attention on a competitor, thereby taking your attention off of the community you are supposed to be serving.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kiss of death. Because
right.
Servancy, the Bible is clear. You succeed by serving your people. You
right.
serve your market. That's the secret of success. When you put your attention on what your competitor is doing, you will, in fact, blow it. And so what's been happening in the churches, number one, churches are declining. In fact, let me just interrupt myself. What you're going to hear come out of my mouth today are research numbers that come from Gallup, from Rainier Research, from Ministry 127, from Webster's Ninth New Collegiate Dictionary, from the Bible, and from research that we have done right here in our town. So there's no opinions in play here. These are hard numbers.
Right.
The number one reason the church is in decline is that people don't agree with organized religion. They're tired of the pointed finger of sin, condemnation, and you having to live in poverty. And what you said earlier is 100% correct. Jesus despised religion. In fact, in the original Greek, this blows people away, in the original Greek, the word religion is defined as the bondage of men.
Yes.
So Jesus was telling you, beware of the bondage of men. Their rules, their regulations are rendering my word to no effect. So beware of them. Well, now what's happening?
It's an absolute perversion. And people need to understand what the perversion is. The perversion is the illegitimacy of that which is legitimate. Right.
Right.
And that's what was going on. The people knew. I mean, there's something that stuck there because part of the package made sense. It rhymed with our reason. It made sense so we could gravitate to it. But you need to be careful. This is why you've got to constantly test what it is that you're appropriating. Are you appropriating the legitimate issue, the legitimate promise of God, or are you hanging on to a false promise that was put together by religion, which is for bondage purposes, not for freedom?
Correct. So let's take a look at the nightclub church, which is really interesting to me. This evolved out of a statistic that emerged saying that the millennials are now the single largest demographic. So what does that look like? Okay, there are 75.4 million millennials. There are 74.9 boomers. So they're half a million apart. Essentially, you've got 75 million millennials, 75 million boomers. Mm-hmm. But because there's a slight advantage in the millennials, everybody ran in that direction. What they failed to realize is why that's a great market for iPhones and for stocking caps that kids want to wear indoors. Mm-hmm. It is the smallest percentage of people who have any interest in church.
Right.
They attend the least. They give the least. They have no loyalty. They'll only stick around your church 2 or 3 years. But in order to attract this group, the church decided that if they turn themselves into nightclubs, they could attract that audience. So here's some really interesting things. If your church is an entertainment nightclub church, this, you need to hear this. Let's take a look at the word, nightclub. It has the word night in it. This is the definition of night. You don't want this in your church. It is a period of darkness, a time of obscurity, ignorance, sinfulness, misfortune, and darkness. Darkness being defined as a state of being dark, wickedness or evil, Satan, lack of knowledge or enlightenment. You'll also see a lot of these churches now use the color black. There's like black everywhere, black with spotlights and smoke. Well, black might make a great color for your car. Black might make a great, you know, color for a sport coat, but you're talking about the sanctuary.
Yes.
It's a sanctuary. It's God's most holy place. The biblical meaning of the color black deals with spiritual suicide, mourning, death, famine, deceitful treatment, affliction, calamity, adversity, suffering, and so on. Why people are putting that color as a prominent color in their sanctuary that's insane. But you know, the kicker, here's the measurement on whether or not you're headed into destruction with your church, and that is, has the altar become a stage?
Right.
The reason I say that is, if you take a look at the concordance and compare it in the King James Version of the Bible, the word altar appears 437 times. 437 times. And I'm going to use this particular dictionary, which is the Webster's Ninth New Collegiate Dictionary. This comes right out of this book. Mm-hmm. The definition of altar is center of worship.
Mm.
Interestingly enough, the word stage fails to appear in the Word of God anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the definition of a stage is center of attention. And
wow.
I defy...
Yes.
You follow me?
Yes. No, this is good stuff. This is...
Yeah.
This,
I
see, all this stuff that you're talking about, colors, you know, these things that we use to represent God. I mean, God, when he talked about the temple, how it was going to be designed was with Moses. When you read that, God was very specific, Robert, about how we needed to worship him. And then even, you know, when you get Aaron's sons getting carried away, and of course they might have been drinking and that sort of thing, and thought, well, they could offer false fire to God. Then what happened to them? They became toast. You know, so God is very specific, and you cannot pervert your worship with God. And this, to your point, exactly, and it's all happened so subtly because we want to, not take the and heed the advice of Karl Barth, who said, hey, when you come to the pulpit, you should have the newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other, but that the Bible is the rule of the day. It is not the newspaper.
Correct.
Well, we've got about 30 seconds. I'm going to let you wrap this up real quick. And as always, I look forward to continuing our conversation, Robert Bakke.
Well, you got it. Listen, a shout out to the churches. God is a very jealous God. And when you're up on your stage in your church, you're operating in pride. And the Bible is clear that God opposes the proud. And when God opposes you, you stand no chance. I'd also like to reference our book, if you don't mind, Prayer
at Full
Throttle. If you don't think miracles are real, it was born out of car racing.
Here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements. But a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Lifetime.